Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Justice Department expected to indict former FBI Director James Comey for perjury, alleging that he lied to Congress during his 2020 hearing about the handling of the Russian collusion investigation.
Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it.
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak?
I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
A Virginia grand jury will decide whether or not to indict Comey in the coming days, as the 5-year deadline to bring charges is Tuesday.
Yeah. And this is not going to be easy. Lee, catch the part about the Virginia jury.
Yeah.
They've got so many problems here. And folks on our side say, why don't they just charge them? Charge them with what? Charge them where?
Yeah.
Here's your problem. Number one, you got to get it past the judge to even, I mean, you're going to have all kinds of jurisdictional problems here because honestly, the jurisdiction really is DC.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a problem, folks. Twice in the last 6 weeks, D.C. juries have refused to indict Democrats because they're all Democrats. What, 90% for Kamala Harris, a little over 90 in D.C., even when presented with video evidence of a person assaulting a federal agent. They didn't disagree that he did it. They wouldn't indict because he's a Democrat and they are. I don't think that Comey, no matter what Comey did, is indictable in D.C. So the first problem is they've got to move to the Eastern District of Virginia and Hail Mary that for jurisdiction, okay? Because again, D.C. is now a rogue post-American territory. Its court system is. We had Michael Sussman, who, when they interviewed the juror, agreed, yeah, he broke the law. He went to the FBI, lied, presented false evidence to them. That's a felony. And they agreed. The jury agreed that the government proved his case. But they were all Democrats, and they're like, yeah, we just don't like Trump, so not guilty. You can't try him there, and you can't even indict him there anymore. So now we're in Eastern District of Virginia. Is that much better, Lee?
Don't know.
It's going to be loaded with Democrats on that, you know, grand jury that's supposedly impaneled right now who are living off of printed money. They're the ones who live in these McMansions. You own a condo there. You're living off of printed government money. And if you've ever driven around there, you see, I mean, you go 20 minutes in an Uber past all of it. That's what the government printed money has built. People live off of it. And, you know, all those NGOs, all that money that, you know, that Doge found. By the way, there haven't been any indictments for that, amazingly. But anyway, so this is what you're up against with James Comey, okay? So when Donald Trump did what he just did, he fired the Eastern District attorney, replaced him, a federal attorney, replaced him with a personal attorney, former personal lawyer, Lindsey Halligan, because he felt like this wasn't moving fast enough. But this is very, very hard, what they're trying to do. It would be easier if we could move it down to Florida. But I don't know we can. The statute of limitations on Comey is about to expire on Tuesday. They've got to move fast. There's a decent, I put a 50-50 chance the government's humiliated here.
Yeah.
That this grand jury refuses to indict, and can you get a conviction? I don't think you can. I mean, not in Eastern Virginia. I mean, yeah, I know they've got a Republican governor in Glenn, blanking on his name. Youngkin.
Yeah.
But I just, that close to D.C., that's a bunch of liberals. I just, I don't know that justice is possible no matter what crimes James Comey committed. As you listen to that clip there, here's what they're saying. James Comey illegally leaked classified information to build the case for Russian collusion, but also for a Trump impeachment. Andrew McCabe testified that Comey directed him to illegally leak classified information. Every instance of that is a felony. So they're going to try to get him not on the leaking, because that's before the statute of limitations, but on the, you know, the perjury on it.
Right. Testimony before Congress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting the way he answered that, because he didn't deny the charge. He simply said he stands by his previous testimony.
Yeah, because he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, he's also, you know, former FBI director. He's an attorney, and he knows the biz.
He knows the biz. Yeah. So, I mean, and he was leaking for years. He would pass it through this friend of his who is a professor. The professor has admitted that they did it. This is a felony. Unfortunately, a lot of that is covered by the statute of limitations. And if you want to know what you could really get this guy on, unfortunately covered by the statute of limitations, he perjured himself before the FISA court four times to get the warrants to spy on Trump. Everything he was handing in was made up. It came from the Hillary Clinton campaign. He knew it. And he signed on under penalty of perjury. But again, statute of limitations.
Yeah.
So this is here's what's interesting to me, though. They were saying the only way around statute of limitations is a RICO case. It's got to be a conspiracy that's ongoing. Yep. That's what we were told weeks ago.
Yeah.
Those are hard to prove, because you got to prove the crime and the conspiracy. It's hard to do. But if you can do it, you can get around the statute of limitations. But at least from what's leaking out here so far, I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're just going to go straight up perjury. And Lee, either way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just don't see how you can get a East Virginia jury to convict. I mean, you need unanimous. Yeah. I just don't see. I think if anything, this is going to blow up in Trump's face, and the mainstream media is going to say, "See, he was always innocent."
Yeah, there are so many allies within the judicial system and the legal system in that area for the liberal progressive secularists that are guilty of all this stuff. That's why I've said from the outset. You are absolutely right in saying we should have people go to prison. There's probably dozens in the Biden administration that should be in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Political capital, the political will, is just not there. And the availability of true justice is just not there.
The only hope that they have that I can see is they'd have to build some kind of case around the Mar-a-Lago raid, because that would give them the jurisdiction in Florida and they'd be back in American territory, not post-American Marxist territory.
That's a long run for a short slide there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to get a real jury. This is becoming a problem. I mean, we're seeing the same pattern. I've been on this for 2 days all over the country. It is causing the attempted murder of ICE agents. And that is this, that's police do not come in blue jurisdictions when the black bloc thugs lock you in your federal building. They let you them surround it. They let them assault and attack these ICE agents. You call 911. We've documented now in Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, L.A., Chicago. Nobody comes. Now we've seen the thing in Sacramento. You fire bullets into an ABC newsroom because you don't want to watch the Charlie Kirk tribute and you want Jimmy Kimmel back. They let you out in less than 24 hours, even after the police find a kill list in your front seat with Donald Trump's name on it. It's lawless. These court systems are lawless. These jurors can be depended on to be heavily Democrat and completely brainwashed. You can't do these cases there. So it's going to be interesting to see if this is their only shot at James Comey. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's why Pam Bondi's hesitating. This is not a conspiracy. This is not her protecting deep state. This is not that. I don't know how I would do this.
Yeah.
And somebody just texted me, Tara, why did they wait till deadline was here? Well, Trump was out of office.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to put him in prison.
Right. And there were plenty of other things that were probably a little bit more important to deal with. But yeah, and folks, these people know this stuff.
Yeah, they know this.
They know this. And they know when they can get away with things when the statute of limitations runs out, and then they can sit there and claim, oh, this is just political retribution. And then they've got the mainstream media that will go along with it and demonize the whoever the Department of Justice head is, or whoever the prosecutor is, or whatever administration is trying to do this. They'll, you know, call it just political retribution.
Look, we've seen things that I thought were impossible. Trump was facing 700 years in prison across five cases.
And boy, how did that turn around?
Nobody gets out of that. That's like Houdini in a box with chains wrapped around it underwater, right? But he did. So look, I'm not going to say it couldn't happen, but I don't see a path with this case. Yeah. They're going to have to go Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. You know, like, they may get creative in a way I don't understand. Maybe using wires that cross somewhere in a place that's not a post-American territory. Again, Florida is the best I could think of. Just, you know, where you're going to get normal Americans on a jury. Mm-hmm. But even then,
the majority of normal Americans.
Yeah. Even then, though, you're still going to run the risk. You got to get unanimous, vote to convict. You're going to get a liberal on there, brainwashed for years, thinks he's living through, you know, a Nazi insurgency. And it's not going to matter. As after he hears the word Donald Trump, he's not going to hear anything after that. So I don't know if justice is possible in America for these people, but I do think there is something we can do that we're not doing. We have to purge the FBI, and I mean purge hard. I'm talking two-thirds gone.
I've been saying for quite some time, that and every other federal agency that there is.
That should be the
focus. It's got to go deep and wide.
Think about for a minute how entitled James Comey is. This is a former FBI director. Don't forget this in this time of violence, who felt fine tweeting 8647, absolute
joking
death threat.
About a threat against the sitting president of the United States, joking about it, putting it on social media. I mean, it's just like, how do you people that support him even support that? That was just dumb.
He
was
trying
dumb
to market
and distasteful.
His book, and he wanted Trump to send the Secret Service to his house so he could say Gestapo, Gestapo, Gestapo. And I don't know. I got to look up the book sales. Did anybody buy that thing? I don't know, but maybe they did. I don't know. But I mean, when you've got the former FBI director suggesting killing Trump would, you know, maybe be a good thing, you wonder why we have bloodshed all over the country this morning. Well, there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.